With me on the line, we have got Saskatchewan Country, nominated for so many different things. I don't even know how to phrase it. Well, Monroe and Patrick, Heidi and Scott, how are you guys?
Great. Good morning.
Good morning.
Fantastic. This early in the morning.
I know. I'm sorry. It's always hard when I ask musicians to get up in the morning.
We're not busy these days.
So no.
You know what, though? For you know, a little global pandemic, you guys have been pretty busy.
We have.
Yeah. Okay, so before we get into all that, because I do want to get into that, for our listeners who are thinking, okay, I know Heidi Monroe, I know Scott Patrick, and Monroe and Patrick got together. Tell us the origin story, because we know you guys from different, obviously, you know, things that you've done over the years. How did Monroe and Patrick get together?
Well, we were hired for a couple of like freelance gigs together, and we knew each other in the circle, you know, and had shared the stage a couple of times over many years. We're not going to count how many.
There's no need for counting years, Heidi.
And then I had this gig, and I needed a guitar player, and I asked Scott if he wanted to play, and you know, we just kind of really started working together from that. Hey.
Yeah, that's where it all kind of started. She gave me a whole bunch of songs to learn that I didn't know.
And you were scared.
And I said, sure, this sounds like a great time. And that's kind of how it started out. So it was lots of fun.
That's awesome. I mean, you guys sound so great together. And the chemistry on stage, like, I mean, your shows, to watch you guys, it's awesome. And I know that you you have been working hard, like we said, during the pandemic. I mean, virtually, you guys were putting on shows all the time.
Yeah, we kind of made a point as soon as things shut down the first time that we would do a weekly show, kind of like the old novelty shows.
Yeah.
Pre-cable TV. So we did, like every Sunday we would do a show with a different theme. We'd dress up and do different songs and have lots of technical difficulties back in those days. And it was, but it was fun and it passed the time and it gave us some focus and something to do.
Yeah. We were very angry with each other off camera, but as soon as the camera rolled, you never knew.
Oh, that's awesome. I've had co-hosts like that before, so I know what you're talking about. That is hilarious. So, okay, you guys, you were on the road too. Like, you put on shows when not a lot of other artists got to do something like that. How did you manage that during, you know, everything COVID that was going on?
Well, we were pretty fortunate, like the last 2 years, to be able to have some really good summer tours. We reached out to a lot of really great connections, a lot of really super fans. You know, we really had to look at it kind of outside the box and like a different kind of business. And the one thing that we really hope stays is the intimacy of like house concerts and yard concerts.
Yeah.
Because we were still able to make a bit of a living, and you know, fans get to be with the people they want to be with.
Mm-hmm.
Not with, you know, 100 people that they don't know.
Exactly right.
And you know, and they were really great. They sold tickets. They did some advertising to their friends. And you know, during the biggest lockdown, I think it was like 30 people, 25 or 30 people were allowed. But, no, we did a lot of those and it was absolutely fantastic. We were able to connect with a lot of people and, some really great friends in the province.
I bet. And I've always been a fan of the house concerts. They are just, they're so great and, you know, much more intimate and you get to know them a little bit better, hey?
Yeah, you sure do.
Yeah, and you get to connect with your audience a little bit more and get to know other people. And that's the fun of being on the road, is getting to know other people and hearing stories and having stories. It's great.
So do you guys miss being out, like doing the big stuff? I know a lot of people are like, I can't wait to get back to festivals and all that sort of thing. Where are you guys sitting on that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like we've almost forgot how to do that. We had the opportunity in the summer and the fall to do a few bigger shows.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, of course you miss it. And it's more about, like, I mean, there's the music end of it and the big stage and the lights and the loud music and the crowds and stuff. But it's about the people that you get to reconnect with, like,
yeah,
other musicians,
yeah,
friends on the road and things like that, and share stories and get to hang out. That's part of the fun.
Yeah. Well, they just announced that the Saskatchewan Country Music Awards are going to be virtual again this year. And I'm a little bummed out. Was looking forward to a live, you know, everybody getting together type thing.
Yeah.
But the SCMA is what, in April, I think? You guys are nominated for what, all of them?
not all of them. Female of the Artist of the Year, I didn't get nominated
you
for.
You didn't, Oscott, man. But there's a ton on here. I didn't even know the SCMA had an alternative country album category.
I think that's pretty new. That's been in the last maybe 2 or 3 years,
okay,
that they introduced that.
Well,
I think it is, yeah, because of the really kind of root folk Americana sound,
mm-hmm,
and you know, there has been great things happen in music, and it's a real crossover category. So
that's awesome to see it branch out like that. Definitely, you guys are up for 8 Saskatchewan Country Music Awards,
yeah,
including Fans Choice Entertainer of the Year. So everybody listening that's an SCA member, go and vote, right?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
No problem. So tell us, what's coming up next for you? Because I was, you know, being a creep on your guys' Instagram, and I saw a picture of you guys on a beach with a grass hut type thing.
Oh, yeah.
We should really take that down.
Oh, is it? Has it been canceled?
Oh, it was canceled a while ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
Treat for 2022.
Yeah, we had, we were so supposed to host a Mexico getaway,
right,
with Staff of Travel out of Prince Albert, and or out of Saskatoon, what am I saying? And yeah, so you know, it was just at a really, really bad time when people were canceling trips,
yeah,
and when travel agencies were really skeptical, and so it was canned, but hopefully maybe this year, early 2023.
Yep.
Well, I'm thinking if we got, like, the Prince Albert Raiders to toss a bunch of sand on the ice in February and got it really,
yeah,
really warm, we could have our own party with you guys hosting. I think
done.
That's a great
good
idea. So what?
Back on.
And much cheaper flights, too, really. So so tell us, what do you guys got going on? What's coming up for Friend Monroe and Patrick?
We're writing again.
Yeah, yeah, we're doing some more writing, a little bit of, like, just some planning for the year. We'll be looking at spring, like booking shows in spring. We've got a couple shows lined up sooner than that. And then just looking towards June, July, and August, really being busy there and doing a lot of house concerts, backyard concerts, bigger shows, whatever's possible at the time.
Yeah.
Awesome. That sounds so good. And of course, maybe releasing more music off of your debut EP.
Yeah. It's been starting to write now, getting some great songs. So we're going to add to that as we go.
Cool. Well, Give Me Your Rain is the name of the album, and your first single off of it?
It was, yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, it's a wonderful album. I'm going to put the link up on the blog, and the video, will link that up there too, and the song. And I'm just so happy to get to catch up with you guys again. It's been far too long since we've seen you.
It has been. You know what, Christy? I was actually thinking the last time we seen each other, it was at the SCMA Awards. And we were able to sit and have a visit in the Holiday Inn.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That was so long ago.
It was.
My goodness. Well, if you guys have any shows around Prince Albert, you have to let us know, and we'll be sure to be there and bring everybody with us.
You bet.
Awesome. Thank you again, Heidi, Monroe, Scott, Patrick. You know, continued success, and hopefully we'll get to see you very soon.
Sounds good. We hope so, too. Take care, Christy.
Take care.